Postage stamps have long featured images of birds, poets, antique cars, flowers, the American flag, and various presidents, of course. But they've all lacked a certain 21st century personal touch. So the Postal Service has given the go-ahead to put your own mug, or your dog's, or your gerbil's, or even your mom's, on a stamp. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Rachel Miro reports.
The idea seems obvious. Turn your favorite photos into stamps. You can do it in Ireland, Sweden, and Canada. Starting May 17th, you can do it here, too. Finally.
In the United States Postal Service, we do things deliberately, very slowly.
That's Postal Service spokesman Jerry McKiernan. There was a two-month trial run last fall. What's coming up will be a year-long trial.
We want to find out whether or not this was just a fad. There's a whole series of questions that only a long test will really be able to answer for us.
In just the two-month trial, consumers bought 2.75 million photo stamps, generating $2.3 million for Stamps.com. But while most folks submitted pictures of babies, children, and pets, a few jokers snuck in letter bomber Ted Kaczynski, mob boss Jimmy Hoffa, and Serbian despot Slobodan Milosevic. Please, McKiernan says, the service has a brand image to protect.
We're very staid, very important, and we're very much part of the fabric of America.
Midway through the fall trial, Stamps.com got desperate to stamp out inappropriate images and barred all pictures of teens and grown-ups. Since then, CEO Ken McBride says the firm has beefed up their screening staff to weed out the class clowns.
We did not end up hiring any former Jeopardy champs, but we have hired some additional image screeners with expertise in certain areas of world history, world culture, other relevant topics to help us be able to recognize those types of images.
So here are the rules, folks. No convicts, celebrities, or politicians. Nothing blasphemous, pornographic, deceptive, threatening, libelous, vulgar, violent, or otherwise objectionable. Not that you have to offend to have fun with photo stamps. Jim Hornung, who runs the First Street Gallery in Encinitas, California, paid almost $1,000 to get photo stamps made from his own art.
You know, what a wonderful idea. Just very, very cool. Because it would be a great way to promote your work.
He turns around and sells them, tacking on his own surcharge, and they sell like hotcakes. Stamps.com charges up to 85 cents for a 37-cent stamp. But the company doesn't have a monopoly on customized postage. The USPS is taking applications. After all, the whole point of the program is to encourage more people to send mail in an envelope with a stamp. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.